Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week, we had three posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post reported a study where the authors found that poor scores on the Knee Osteoarthritis Outcome Score, or KOOS, as well as the Tengger Activity Scale, may be associated with elevated biomarker concentration levels that reflect collagen turnover. The second post described a study where the authors found that performance on the vertical drop jump landing task was not associated with anterior cruciate ligament injury risk in a group of elite female handball and soccer athletes. Finally, the third post announced the publication of the Interassociation Consensus Statement on Cardiovascular Care of College Student Athletes, which is freely available online. If we take a closer look at the second post, we see that overall, the authors reported that a majority of the biomechanical factors during a drop-jump landing task were not related with an increased risk of ACL injury. Only greater medial knee displacement was associated with a greater risk of ACL injury among those who previously injured their ACLs. The authors found that this measure lacked predictability due to its poor combined sensitivity and specificity. Interestingly, there was no side-to-side differences between injured and uninjured legs in any of the variables of interest in those that suffered a knee injury. The findings of the study are interesting because these authors found that a commonly used drop-jump landing task is not a good screening tool to predict ACL injury risk. In fact, the strongest risk factors associated with suffering an ACL injury were a previous ACL injury and medial knee displacement. The study followed a large cohort and saw about 50 new knee injuries. The authors noted that this is still a relatively small number of knee injuries and that there are numerous causes of a knee injury, which may make it hard to predict who will get injured. It would have been interesting if the authors could have taken annual measurements for individuals in the study to determine if there were changes as athletes aged or when they suffered other lower extremity injuries such as an ankle sprain. The authors analyzed a small cohort of about 107 players with a test retest and found small changes that were different in four of the five measurements over time. It might be interesting to see if these changes affect a person's injury risk or patient-reported outcomes. The landing error scoring system is based on a similar task. However, rather than a drop-jump landing, participants jump off of a box and out to a distance half their height. The authors failed to state the distance associated with the task in the current study, and the distance an athlete jumped out may differentiate these two screening tools. While motion analysis has a higher sensitivity, it may be interesting to see how these landing error scores would compare to motion analysis data in terms of predicting ACL injury. Ultimately, these authors found that objective measures from a drop-jump landing task has poor predictability, and we should consider utilizing other screening measures for ACL injury risk. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was an open access article from Clinical Journal of Sports Medicine, where the author suggested that chest protector designs that incorporate novel materials that they used in their study would likely be effective in preventing sudden death with chest impacts on the playing field. And it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out down the road. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking to get an early start with evidence-based practices, then please check out our four online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. And we'll have links to these on our podcast website as well as all the articles and posts that we discussed today. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.